Om Sai Ram. May Baba's blessings be with one and all. Today, I will be talking about a special mention made in the book Sai Act 366 and the happening on 16th February, which talks about Sai himself is Lord Shiva. As we all know, Megha worshipped Sai Baba as Shiva. He was merged in Sai Ishwara in the year 1912. But the time cycle has not stopped with the death of Megha. Many people have aspired to live like Megha. Now, that day was 15th February 1912. The next, that is 16th February, was Mahashivaratri. On that Mahashivaratri day, Babu Sahib Jog, his wife, Kapurde's wife and children thought of having bath at Ganga in Kopargaon, which is River Godavari. Now for this, Sai Baba's permission was required to go beyond the boundaries of Shirdi. So all of them went to Sai Baba and sought his permission. Sai Baba did not permit them. Even then, they insisted and pressed Sai Baba and got the permission. They felt that once they got Sai Baba's permission, they can reach Kopargaon and take bath in Ganga, which is Godavari River. And having the darshan of Shiva was in their hands. Not only these two families, many others from Shirdi also planned for Kopargaon. It was dawn. That day was Mahashivaratri. All those who planned to Kopargaon got ready and aligned at one place. However, no vehicles were available to them. And that was a surprise. Every day vehicles were available to go to Kopargaon. On that day, even after waiting for long hours, they could not get a vehicle. Disgusted, they cancelled their journey to Kopargaon. Similarly, like the above instance, many people from Shirdi wanted to go to Pandharpur to take the darshan of Panduranga Vithala. Now, Sai Baba himself has given darshan to many people as Panduranga and given the proof of himself. Now, we might need to consider one thing. Since Sai Baba wanted to prove that he himself was Shiva, he avoided the hardship or difficulties of people travelling to Kopargaon. For that, at the very time, he made the vehicles not available. Moral of the story. Our Sai Ma is the embodiment of all gods. And we devotees need to understand this very well. If we all remember, it is very clearly written in the Marathi Aarti, which is sung in Shirdi, and the wordings is Jaya Mani Jaisa Bhava Taya Taisa Anubhava, means whatever feelings or bhav anyone has, Sai Baba gives the same. That is, you look at him as a friend, he will respond to you and give his friendship. You look up to him as a mother, he will take care of you as a mother. You treat him as a father, he will guide you in those respect. Treat him as your grandparents, he will teach you in all the relationships that you want to see him with. So, Our Baba is an embodiment of all the gods. So do not exert yourself in traveling miles after miles in search of God. Believe our Sai Ma, our Baba, our Sai. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. Om Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.